Hainesboro Assembly approves a resolution expressing support for the Stand for Salmon initiative. And discussions about the status of an Alaska excursions tour permit continue after Assemblyman Tom Morfitt raises concerns about the company's safety practices. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Hainesboro Assembly has been discussing the status of a permit for tour operator Alaska Excursions. In February, several former employees complained about the company's safety practices. A few months later, a man drowned during a canoe tour offered by the company. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt has been urging the Hainesboro to consider revoking the permit for Alaska Excursions after Stephen Todd Willis drowned during a tour of the Davidson Glacier near Haines. According to the state trooper report on the incident, Willis and 10 other passengers entered the water when a canoe tipped over due to an engine malfunction above a fast-moving section of the Davidson Glacier River. At a meeting Tuesday, Assemblyman Tom Morfitt moved to ask Alaska Excursions owner Robert Murphy if he intends to renew the permit for the canoe tour at Glacier Point. Assemblyman Sean Mady countered that the company hasn't even applied to renew its permit.
If we go to one specific permit holder, I could see how that would be seen by any attorney worth their degree as discrimination. Or, you know, maybe even harassment. The ball's in his court to see if he's willing to renew.
Morfitt responded that the Alaska Excursions tour permit is different given the company's history.
I think we owe it to the man who died to stop and consider this company's record, which was brought to us through the testimony of a dozen former employees that said something bad is going to happen, and we ignored it.
Alaska Excursions has faced severe criticism of its safety practices from several of the company's past employees. In February, former canoe guide Alton Smith wrote a letter to the Hainesboro Assembly detailing canoe maintenance issues. He said that the most dangerous part of the canoe tour was the risk of an outboard motor failing above the rapids of the Davidson Glacier River. In an interview with the state troopers, Alaska Excursions owner Robert Murphy stated that the engine of the canoe that capsized was new in May and had been tested regularly. The borough manager has the authority to revoke permits in Haines. Borough manager Deborah Schnabel said that she did not revoke the Alaska Excursions tour permit immediately because the state trooper's report on the incident did not indicate negligence.
I myself as a tour operator suffered a death of a client. Things happen, and if we are not willing sometimes to consider that not every death that occurs is something that could have been prevented if this, if that, then we don't move very far.
Ultimately, the assembly voted against Morfitt's motion to ask Murphy whether or not he intends to renew the tour permit. However, the assembly did direct the borough manager to look further into the issue and seek legal advice on the matter. Two resolutions related to Alaska Ballot Measure 1, known as the Stand for Salmon Initiative, were on the agenda for the Hainesboro Assembly meeting Tuesday. One resolution expressed support for the ballot measure and the other opposition. In the end, the Assembly approved the resolution expressing support for the initiative. Ballot Measure 1 would establish new requirements and a new permitting process for any projects or activities affecting bodies of water related to the activity of anadromous fish. Residents across the state will vote on the measure during the general election on November 6th. Over 20 people spoke during the public comment period on the Assembly's resolution. Both supporters and opponents of the initiative testified. Jesse Badger read a letter from the Haines chapter of the Alaska Miners Association expressing opposition to the initiative.
We are choosing to stand for Alaska by opposing ballot measure one because mining projects and activities in Haines and across Alaska can be and are being done responsibly with a strong focus on protecting the environment, including our fish and wildlife, while providing good paying jobs, quality of life, and opportunities for people to raise their families here in Haines. We are not alone in our concern over the ballot measure that would repeal the current science-based permitting process.
Some residents raised concerns that the new permitting process would be costly and time-consuming for landowners looking to develop. Others said that the initiative was misguided because the declining salmon returns are related to fish mortality in the ocean rather than rivers and streams. Many responded that salmon is a precious resource and Alaska is one of the last places with the habitat necessary to support the fish. Haines fisherman J.R. Churchill said that the rivers and streams must be protected because it is the only thing that can be done to help ensure the survival of the fish.
It's the only thing that we can control. Once those salmon, as fried, leave the mouth of that river and get out in the ocean, they've got all kinds of predators. They've got whales, seals, sea lions, birds. They're at the bottom of the food chain and they're out there trying to survive. Anything can happen to them, and we have absolutely zero control of that, none. The only control that we have, the only way that we can assure that they keep coming back is to give them a good habitat.
Some who attended the meeting felt it was not the responsibility of the assembly to weigh in on the issue. Tracy Harmon read a letter to the assembly from the Haines Chamber of Commerce requesting the assembly not adopt a resolution supporting or opposing the initiative.
The Haines Chamber recognizes the diversity of our business membership and encourages all citizens to exercise their right to vote. Due to a lack of local discourse and public discussion on this important issue, the Haines Chamber encourages the borough not to take a position on the ballot measure at the assembly level. We urge the borough assembly to instead join us in supporting our citizens, their voice, their opinion at the ballot box.
Assembly member Heather Lendy defended the resolution, saying the assembly had a moral obligation to take a stance on the initiative.
Saving the last wild salmon runs on Earth that also happened to be in our backyard is a moral issue. It's the just and proper stewardship of a place we borrowed on a short-term loan from its creator. And I want to leave future generations at least this much. And I think we all do. I really do. I don't think there's a division here.
The assembly approved the resolution in a 4-2 vote. Assembly members Brenda Josephson and Sean Mady were opposed. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.